Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Pei Zayin Yuma 87. We learned back in our Mishnah that if their sins are between man and God, then Yom Kippur is able to serve as an atonement for those sins. However, those sins which are between man and their fellow man, Yom Kippur is not able to serve as an atonement until a person first appeases their friend. So the Gemara first starts that Rami Le Rav Yosef Bar Chava or Rabbi Avo, that Rav Yosef raised the contradiction to Rabbi Avo. Havero Sheben Adam Havero Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. You mean to say that the sins between man and their fellow man, the Yom Kippur does not achieve an atonement? But it states in the verse with respect to Shmo Anavi, with the curse that Eliyahu Cohen gave to his children that they should repent. He says, "Im yachata ish la ish upil lo elokim." It says, if a man sins to another, upil lo elokim. Doesn't that seem to be that God will step in and offer atonement? So the Gemara says, "No, man elokim." What is Elohim here? It's Dayana. We don't say it's God, it's Elohim, it's a judge. What about the conclusion of that verse? Ema seif of Ema Hashem yachta ish. But if a person sins to God, mi yispalo, who's going to intercede? Which implies sins between man and God, God does not forgive. So the Gemara says, no, this is how we read the verse. Hachi kamar, em yachta ish la ish, upilolo, Elohim yimcholo. If a person will sin from one man to another, and then he will appease him, then God will forgive him. But if a person sins to God, mi yispalo bado, who's able to appease God? What's able to appease him? Tshuva u'maasim tovim, just repentance and good deeds. And that's how we read that verse. So now the Gemara discusses this concept. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, koa maknit es chaver afil bedvarim, whoever attacks their friend, even with words, then sarach hafai, so a person needs to appease him, as it states, b'ni maravtu l'reacha takata l'zar kapecha nokashta ba'amri ficha asezos efo b'ni v'hinatzel. Meaning a person needs to appease him. What is he supposed to do? He's supposed to do kivat b'kaf re'echa o'ech etrapes u'rahav re'echa. And what this means, in mamon yesh b'yadcha, if you owe him money, haterlo pisas yad, release your hand and give him his money. V'mav harbeil avreim. If that's not the case, that if you don't owe money, but rather you abused him with words, then basically request mercy. Be very nice to him so that he should request mercy and forgive you. That you'll achieve forgiveness. And how do you achieve forgiveness from somebody? So in this context, says Rav Chisda, tzarech afayso b'shalosh shur shalosh b'nei adam. You need to appease the person who was afflicted three times. And each time there needs to be a group of three people there. As it states in the verse from Job, Yashur al Anashim, Vayomer Chatasi, Vyashur Haviti, Vlo Shavui. And so this is the source for the idea that you need to appease him three different times, as it says, Chatasi, Vyashur Havasi. So this is the concept that a person is supposed to ask the person for forgiveness three times. Amar Rabbi Bar Chanina, ko amavakesh matu mechaver, whoever requests forgiveness from their friends, ayivakesh mimenu yoser mishalosh b'mem. Don't request it more than three times. As it says, ana sana pesha ve'ata sana. And so the word sana na appears three times in this verse. And so therefore we see from here that, and na is a request, so therefore we see from here that you shouldn't request more than three times. V'meis, let's say a person dies before you're able to ask him for forgiveness. Then what you're supposed to do is maybe asar b'nei adam u'ma'amidin al kavro, that you're supposed to bring 10 people and stand by his grave, and you say in front of the 10 people, in front of the minion at his grave, chatasi l'Hashem elokei Yisrael v'aponi shechavalti bo, I've sinned to against God and to so-and-so that I damaged him. Rav Yirmiyah ave le milso Rabbi Abba Badei. Rav Yirmiyah had a problem with Rabbi Abba because Rabbi Yirmiyah done something wrong to him, Rashi says. So also Esiv Adosha de Rabbi Abba. So Rav Yirmiyah went and sat at the entrance to the house of Rabbi Abba. Bahade de Shadi Amte Maya, when Rabbi Abba's maid was pouring out the dirty water. Mata zarzife de maya resha. So some drops of this dirty water fell on Rabbi Yirmiyah's head. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, asuni ka ashpa, you made me like the trash, so I no longer need to request forgiveness from Rabbi Abba. Ukara navshe, and he said about himself, me ashpos yarim evyon, from the trash, the poor person will be lifted up. Shama Rabbi Abba v'nafik ape. Rabbi Abba heard this and he went out to see him. And he said, "Hashetzrichnu hamefik adatech tachsev lech hitrapes urhavinecha." So he says, he says, now that my maid has thrown the water on you, I have to get this out of my mind and I have to forgive you. And that's the concept that Rabbi Abba taught. Rabbi Zeira kiavelei milsa b'hadei inish. When Rabbi Zeira, when he had a complaint against the person, havei chalaf atani kameh, he used to walk in front of the person, umam tzile, and he used to make himself available. Keichi denaisik v'nafik lemidate, so that that person will come on his own and ask him for forgiveness, and he can forgive him. But there's a danger to this. There's a danger to making yourself available to offer forgiveness. Rav havei milsa b'hadei ahu tabcha. Rav had an incident with a butcher. And the butcher wasn't coming to Rav. So Rav said, I'm going to go and appease him. So Pagabe Rav Huna, Vamrei, Rav Huna saw what Rav was going to do. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to go to the butcher and ask the butcher if he wants to make up with me. So says Rav Huna, Azo Abba Mikdol Nafsha, you're going to kill him, because what's going to happen, and indeed this is what happened, he's going to be obnoxious to you, and then he's going to be punished from God for not achieving it, for not asking for forgiveness. So we see from here, sometimes it's not appropriate to try and encourage somebody to ask forgiveness if the person isn't ready yet. It can just do more harm than good.